And we're asking you about mixing faith this morning. That's after the former Archbishop of Canterbury, Lord Williams, disclosed how he uses Buddhist methods to help him pray. He repeats an Eastern Orthodox prayer and does breathing exercises influenced by Buddhism. Joining me now is Maya Hansen, who's a Buddhist who celebrates at Christmas. Maya, thanks very much for joining us. Hello? Oh, no, beg your pardon, I've got the wrong line. Maya, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much. Very well. Thank you very much for joining us. You celebrate Christmas. Why?
Well, I don't believe in any religion that says you have to shut yourself off from the environment that you actually live in and the people you love. Mm. And so that's why I celebrate Christmas, to be a part of my community. But also it's a tradition that I grew up with. And so in addition to your religion, some of us didn't grow up with our religion.
Yeah.
So we've also got the culture and the family that we're used to doing the same stuff with every year. And that's really comforting, and it's a way of connecting with people. And one of the ways that I think you can tell if a religion isn't necessarily the one for you is that if it stops you from connecting with other people. And that's why I celebrate Christmas.
And do you celebrate it with gusto, i.e. everything, all the turkey and the trimmings, or are you vegetarian?
I was hoping not to have to admit this publicly. I used to be vegetarian, but then we celebrated Christmas, and my mother loved cooking various kinds of meat. And it's rude to say no, isn't it? So, unfortunately, I started eating meat again after that. So I got a little bit too much into it, I think.
That's an excellent story. But what about this idea of the notion of pick and mix religions when you're dealing with eternal truths?
It's a great question. I think it can be really useful. The founder of the Order of Buddhist Contemplatives, whom I practice with, once said, we should practice the truth, the whole truth, and anything else that works. She had a brilliant sense of humour, and she's got a point there. I do think that, what was it you just called it, sorry, Jamoki? Eternal truth?
Pick and mix religion?
No, you said something after that about eternal truth.
Yeah, eternal truth,
really
yeah.
I mean, I can totally relate to that. And the interesting thing, I think, is that other people I know who are religious but not Buddhist, for example, Christians, can also relate to that. So it does feel like we're all going after the same thing at the end of the day.
But isn't it confusing, though? I mean, either you... Surely, I mean, maybe it's just a Christian theology and an Islamic theology, but there seems to be, for many of these religions, you know, a one-size-fits-all, i.e. this is the path and so shall you walk it. Don't add anything else into the mix.
I think that is a really important point at some point on the path. For example, in the beginning, I think it's important to be open to different ways of doing things so you can find the way that's best for you rather than closing yourself off too early. And then later on, for example, as Rowan Williams did, I think your faith and understanding of your own religion is strong enough
right.
that you can actually learn different ways of approaching your own religion by using different methods. But in the middle, there is a place, I think, where it's important not to multitask because you really will just get confused. So there was a part of my life for many years where I was only practicing Zen Buddhism. I wasn't even looking at different kinds of Buddhism. I was only following a particular teacher. But one of the reasons I trusted that teacher was that he didn't say, you may not look at other books, you may not read other teachings, because that's a strangely, almost weird, exclusivist approach.
Yeah.
So there's an open-mindedness to it. But yes, ultimately, I think we should probably only follow one path. I don't think that only one path is necessarily right, though.
Mm-hmm.
All the paths that are true, I believe, lead to the same ultimate truth, although that's quite a sweeping statement, I realise. However, for our own sakes, I don't think that humans can ultimately multitask, and we just don't have enough time in our lives to follow all the different religions. We might as well just pick the one that is the most on our wavelength or that works best for us and follow that. And if then we do something superficial, like, for example, yoga, if we do that for our health or if we want to celebrate Christmas with our loved ones, that's not compromising our faith.
Mm-hmm.
That's just being real people.
Can I ask you, because you have really done the journey of getting to the point where you think, where you say, this is what works for you, but do you have any questions? I mean, are you ever, you know, concerned that maybe where you've put all your money on is may not be the right thing?
You mean doubt?
Yeah, essentially.
Doubt is very healthy. I did do before, but then I finally found a bunch of people who were following a particular religion that could answer all my questions and who were open about having doubt and who showed me what to do when I do have doubt. And all of that stuff they explained in a way which made sense to me. And so, I don't know, even when you're having doubt, it still makes sense to follow the path that, for example, for me anyway, it still makes sense for me to follow my path.
Right.
I've never doubted that this path is right for me, no.
Fair
but
enough.
I have doubted, of course, you know, ultimate truth. For example, I'll have faith and I'll feel that everything does work out for the best most times, but sometimes it really, really doesn't feel like it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's what doubt feels like for me. So when I do that, then, or when I have that, I know what to do. I sit down, I meditate with it, and ultimately something arises, which is faith.
Mm. Maya, great to speak to you. Thank you very much. Give us your blog for people who are interested in your work.
It's miahanson.com, MIAHANSSON.com.
Great. Thanks, Mia. Great to speak to you. Keep your calls.